I'm excited because today we have the two teachers whose students we have been listening to and we will listen to, Ms. Haller and Ms. Helmuth. You are both third grade teachers here at Russell. Welcome today.
Thank you.
Excited to be here.
Yeah.
Well, we want to know a little bit more. So, Ms. Helmuth, we've already listened to your students and talk about their research. And we're getting ready. After this episode, we'll hear Ms. Haller's. Mm-hmm. And so we just wanted to kind of get your viewpoint and why you decided to do this research project where you're allowing them to choose their research. And just if you could fill us in on the purpose of this whole project.
Yeah. Well, obviously, third grade, you know, an important writing standard is being able to write informational, structured writing. And we want students to be able to gather information that's part of the writing process, organize the information, and be able to put it in their own words. There's so many standards that hits. You know, they have to really understand what they're reading. They have to be able to paraphrase it. They have to be able to organize their writing into paragraphs. They have to be able to write with capitals and periods. So there's a lot of writing standards that hits in third grade. But when we were discussing how we were going to have them research, like what we were going to have them research, it came up like we could have them research people, or we could have them research animals, because I know second grade does animals, fourth grade does people, and we could thought, well, third grade could even do places. But then we thought, if we really let the kids choose their topics, they will get even more into it. And really in third grade, you want to establish a love for learning. You want them to enjoy reading and writing. That's so huge. And so we decided that would be probably the best way to go. And so for a few years in third grade, we've been letting them choose their topics. And we've had topics anywhere from Jesus to the Terracotta Army to puppies to, I know we've listened to some rhinos and giraffes and samurai. So our topics really vary, which makes it a struggle sometimes with teaching and helping students like organize and providing providing the support that they need, but you can tell that they love it. And so having them choose their own topics has been, I think, a really good way to go with this.
Yeah, I can definitely see when they're researching, they're much more excited about it because they were allowed to choose a topic that they actually wanted to learn about. I mean, both of us started with, okay, give us three topics that you would like to research, that you'd be excited to research, and we'll choose one for you. So ultimately, it was a choice that we made, but they gave us the three options to choose from.
Because your topics are so vast,
yeah.
Was it difficult for the students to find information?
That's something that actually was another good teaching point, because we tried to model that for them as they were choosing their topics. We said if we were to choose, I think last year one student did some sort of like species that had just been discovered and there was only one site. And so we modeled that and we said, if you choose something that there's not very much information on, then it's going to be a struggle to get facts. And so we kind of modeled that and discussed that ahead of time. But it definitely happens where students choose topics. I think one of our third graders did Jane Goodall, and most of the information on that is higher level. There aren't a lot of places where you can get kid-friendly information on Jane Goodall, and so she definitely needed a little bit more support. So it is a struggle when you let them choose their topics. You come into issues like that.
We also really wanted to make sure they were choosing a topic that they don't know much about, because we came across a lot of issues of kids wanting to do something that they already know a lot about. And then that leads to them just writing down facts that they pick right out of their brain. And we really wanted to make sure that they were learning how to take a research fact from a source, be able to find the source, identify the source, instead of just saying, oh, well, I just knew that fact.
Can you share with us some of the scaffolding that you put in place for students? I know when I was in third grade, a research project or paper would be very daunting for me. So I'm sure you both, as wonderful, fabulous teachers that you are, put some scaffolding in place. Can you share with us what that kind of looks like?
Well, we both, I mean, broke up the assignment so much. I mean, as you know, it took us, probably 3 or 4 weeks to do it. And so we really wanted to break it down. I mean, into very little steps. It's just so it was easier for them to tackle this whole big daunting task. We broke it up into figuring out what topic, and then from there, researching the topic and taking it very little by little and then organizing the facts into paragraphs that make sense and then doing one paragraph at a time until it eventually kind of came together.
Well, I know I've really enjoyed getting to hear them talk about their project so far. It's been really fun. I know that I approached you guys with the idea of doing this podcast, and you guys have been so gracious and willing to work with me on this and putting this together. Can you share your thoughts on the podcast and the connection with the podcast and the research project?
Yeah, I think anytime that students think that they have an audience, they go kind of the extra mile and it's more meaningful to them. If they're just writing a paper and it's going to be filed in a folder, then they're not going to be as interested in it. They're not going to have the passion for it. But if they think that, you know, somebody else is going to hear about their topic or they're going to share their writing, even with like another peer or, you know, their parent, they work so much harder. And so I think that that's definitely developed. It's produced more of an interest in students, and I think it's helped them think a little bit more critically about what they've done, how the research process has worked, and also what they've learned about their topic. I think that's been really fun for me to listen to because I, as a teacher, focus so much on the writing process and how we got to this point and all the great standards that we've hit. But I think in the end, just listening to them talk, they really enjoy talking about what they've learned, and
right.
That's been fun to see.
I feel like anytime you can give kids a voice to be heard, they're so excited about it. And also from the teacher end of it, I feel like this is such a cool and unique assessment. I mean, we can go back as teachers and listen to this and really assess whether they were absorbing any of the information that they were doing research on.
Well, I think you guys are going to be so excited to hear what the students have shared.
Too.
Because it's been truly a privilege to get to listen to them and to watch them put their thoughts together. Mr. Silver and I sit in here doing this together, smiling a lot because it's fun to watch them. And we've asked them a lot of questions like, how do you feel about research? Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have come back and have said it's hard work, but that they feel so good learning how to learn, which is what we want, learning how to learn.
Yep.
So they've come back and said, you know, I can do this now. So you guys have done, you have made this a very successful project for your kids, and they feel successful. So hats off to you both.
Good. That's always good to hear.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about this project or anything else that's going on in your classes that you want everyone to know about?
Oh, that's a big question.
I know.
I don't know. Honestly, at this point, as much as I've enjoyed doing it and I love seeing them grow, I'm glad it's over. It's going to take me a little bit to recuperate from this project every year.
They probably are too. If you were to ask them, they'd probably say the same thing.
Yep.
This has been a lot of good work.
Yep.
But
we're
glad,
like,
it's done. This is a really great ending project for them. It's kind of a good way to wrap up everything and, you know, like Mary said, and I said, you know, expressing their voice and everything they learned, and I think it'll be really cool and special. They'll remember it for sure.
Well, I like that it will be held in memory, too. So now it's like a little way of preserving a piece of their learning, a piece of your teaching as well. So thank you
for coming in
and giving up your lunch time, because that's what you guys would be doing if you weren't in here with me, is eating lunch. So thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.